G'day everyone. It's been a while since I've done one of these boos. Frankly, I haven't really felt like doing one because I've just been so damn exhausted and working so hard, and I just couldn't get my head into the whole idea of doing an audio boo and even thinking about how to do it and all that sort of stuff. I mentioned once before that when I do the trade work, I find it a little bit challenging to do the digital thing at the same time. Bit of a disadvantage when you want to live two separate lives, but particularly handy when you have to focus down. And really, that's what I've been doing for the last couple of months. I've really been focused down on this work that we've been really going flat out on. And fortunately, just a few days ago, last Thursday, we delivered it. We finished the job and we shipped it off. And over these last few days, I've been just doing a bit of R&R, just recovering. As a matter of fact, here in Brisbane, it has been stiflingly hot. Damn hot. Damn hot. And I just indulged cabin fever. I just decided to go hard with it. And I've been working in this huge, big shed. It's been mid-30 degree temperatures and just incredibly hot. So I just basically closed up my unit and let it go dark and hunkered down and loved being wrapped up in a tight little cabin, so to speak. And I've been having a wonderful time just keeping to myself and doing what I want to do and resting. And it's something that I've realized over the years that a lot of people don't take the time to do. I didn't used to do it, but I've now do it all the time. When I finish a big project, I give myself a bit of time to recover. I find working on movies, for argument's sake, every week that I work on a film, I need to give myself about a day off. So if I work on a film for a couple of months, well, I like to give myself 8 days off to just relax, just to breathe and recover and get my head back together, because it becomes so single-minded working on some of these large projects. And I just find it helps me to be able to operate again in the new world. And that's what the last few days have been about. Just indulging, lying on the couch and reading. I bought myself a Kindle over Christmas. So I've been indulging, reading some books, some philosophical books, books that will teach me something, but also just some rollicking good yarns, which I've been enjoying a lot too. Just recreating, basically. It's been great. And that's what it's been all about. And today's Tuesday, I went back to work today. I had Monday off, and I'm now going to just work 3-day weeks for the next while. And fortunately, they still want me to hang around, so I've actually got a bit of income and can just manage to do part-time work. And that's great, because I want to get back into a new project that I'm trying to work out how to do in the digital world. I'm still getting my head around it. I'm still not quite sure how to do it. And it's a huge project, and I don't even know if I'm capable of being able to pull it off, but I'm just nibbling away at the edges of it, and it motivates me. And that's a good thing, because I need to be a little bit motivated to get into a new project. But today I went back to work, and I just indulged it. I just enjoyed work, and didn't have to worry too much about the panic. And it was just great to rock up, do my 8 hours, only 8 hours. It felt like I was finishing halfway through the day, and just enjoy working a sensible day and coming home at a sensible hour and having a very, very nice time. It's been wonderful. And getting home at an hour that enables me to catch my breath and look around and start to assess where I'm going with this next part of what I'm doing. I've got a project that's on the simmer at the moment that I'm working on, but also I get to go to Canberra in a few weeks' time. I'm going to Canberra with my daughter on the human brochure. Canberra Human Brochure, 500 Humans campaign that they've got to encourage people to understand what Canberra's all about for tourism reasons. I'll do another audio boo specifically about that maybe next. But this afternoon I've been doing a little bit of work in that regard. So I'm looking forward to that in a few weeks' time. I've bought myself a new camera, which is coming for that project. And I'm really looking forward to getting down to Canberra in a few weeks' time. But now what I'm doing is I'm just continuing to recover from this couple of months. Really, it's been more than that. It's been about 4 months. There was the movie down in Sydney, and then there was a bit of a break from that, and then I was straight back into another project here. So I've had a frantic few months. So I'm just looking forward to continuing to just bubble along, do a little bit of work, earn a bit of money, and work on my digital stuff part-time while I work part-time. It's starting off pretty damn good this year. And the work that I've done over the last few months has really helped me financially. I have mentioned in these audio boos what a really tight situation I managed to get into after I got back from Europe. And all this work in the last couple of months, because I've still been living as though I don't have any money at all. So I've been saving huge amounts of money and paying off my debts at a phenomenal rate. So, which is, really wonderful to know that I've sort of managed to pay them down and chew away at them a lot. So 2013 is turning out to be a very good year so far. I just hope it continues, and we shall see. That's it for now.